for those of you who are using your phone apps to watch, you're very good at listening by phone. I am so grateful that you're that wise. I am always intensely intentional about exalting the oneness of existence itself. Always in a place and space where I care to show up as a voice on behalf of our collective resurrection. To realize that we have one real eye that sees through every eye, and we are each so phenomenally blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, because we dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that we are in that now moment where we are the beneficiaries of the gifts, the labor, the life, the service, the sacrifices, the commitments, the gifts, the intellectual property, the ingenuity, the talent, the skills, the abilities, and all of that for so many ones whose names we will never be able to call. And to come to a point and place where we realize how blessed we are, and that we're dwelling in the blessedness of our being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, this would give us an opportunity to really create a heavenly place on earth, as the earth is already traveling through that space called heaven and the heavens, and we are always in this absolute and supreme reality. And so I'm the one to remind us that we dwell in the reality of eternity already, and that we should not be dying here. And because we are in the midst of so much sickness, illness, and dis-ease, we must realize that this is not natural. In terms of what the progression of existence is, the will of existence, the design of who we are as intelligences of existence, and it exists by virtue of our not being as care-filled and careful and caring as we should be about serving the purposes of life and exalting life and knowing that we exist as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. We cannot be authorized, certified, licensed, degreed, educated, religiously trained, and supported to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, and think that it will end well, because it will not. And being socialized to think and be glib about wasting our lives, dissipating our life force, doing that which need not be done consistently over time to the degree to which we are having our body parts removed, our breasts cut off, our wounds taken out, and spending the rest of our lives in degrees of desperation and sickness, illness, pharmaceutical use and abuse, and all of this, we have the opportunity to do something about it. We have the opportunity to step completely off the path of death and adulteration onto the path of life, life eternally, life everlasting. And to realize that that really is what we're here to do. And being under the auspices of a miseducational system and the criminal injustice system and systems that sign off on the legislation of perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death is popular and common activity, collective learning, and education on the path of prosperity is a system that deserves to be rethought and revived, revivified, if it cannot. You understand? Because there's no way for it to really be continued in this way, and those who are the perpetuators of it are on a cataclysmic ride with demise, and we have the opportunity to choose on a daily basis life directly. And to be in a place where we have an understanding and an understanding of the methodology of oppression, and that this methodology is impacting and affecting and influencing absolutely everybody, then it matters how we show up on a daily basis wherever we are. And to realize that none of us are here to do anything other than live fully. But to really think that we can generate an income doing that which undermines ourselves and the selves of other ones is delusion to think that there's some prosperity with that. And to see that there are so many companies of people who get up every day and go to work on behalf of these jobs, on behalf of the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, and make sure that that which has no substance, no vital life force, no life-giving, no minerals, nothing that the human body needs, is filling up all of the stores and the shelves everywhere. And within the reach of our children, we have the kinds of poisons that will create a devastated being suffering from obesity and diabetes and cancer and whatnot before they reach their teenage years. The day and time in which we're living is really calling us to rethink why we're living, to really be in a place and space where it matters to us that we will be committed and recommitted to life itself as a way of healing, facilitating the healing that we would seemingly care to have and experience. But the reality of what we are experiencing in our families and with so many ones is that they feel entitled to be killing themselves. People are saying that they have to die from something, so they may as well enjoy the process through eating the flesh of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and salmons and crocodiles and alligators and monkey brains and scorpions and dung beetles and all of the things that people eat all over the world. When we were advised by absolute and supreme intelligence not to kill. And so it matters that those of us who are living in this now moment, who really care to live, that we care to be righted, to be corrected, to be realigned, so that we have the greatest opportunity to live the greatest life. Invoking and calling forth and self-actualizing, self-realizing in the wealth of ourselves and really exalting a full life's urge, being successful on a daily basis and doing nothing that undermines ourselves and ourselves, to come to that place and space within our mind and our consciousness and our spirit and our hearts, that we really understand that there is a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness and depopulation and genocide that is in effect, and we are, at some level, participating with it or not. And if you are no longer participating with it, it's only because you have thought about it and made a decision to do that which is in your best interest consistently over time and facilitating your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, and your renewal, so that you are healthy, you are well, you are creative, you have the opportunity to be dynamic and to stand in the integrity of the virtue of character of who you are as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. But that is not what masses of people are doing, but the few who care to do it are able to influence the masses. And those of us who have access to media, the printed media, communications at every and any level, have the opportunity and the responsibility to be the vehicles and vessels of love, light, wisdom, truth, and that which allows us to take responsibility in recreating our realm and our world. And yes, it does take a commitment, and it does take courage, and it does take consistency over time, and it does take a willingness to be right, to stand one with the absolute, one with the intelligence of existence, one with the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of this eternal order. It puts you in a position where, yes, sometimes you have to step away from those that you have been hanging out with. You understand? Because we are not here to be hanging out. We are here to be exalting life. And the amount of money that is being generated through the alcohol industry, the alcoholic beverage industries, the carbonated beverages industries, the alcohol, the tobacco, cigarettes, sugar, candy, artificial sweeteners, and all of this is part of what so much of the real illness is. Being ill to think that you can generate a livelihood in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so it matters that those of us who care to live, care to live harmoniously, exalting life wholeheartedly. That we can't be half-hearted about it. You have to be intensely intentional, particularly where you have been diagnosed with something. Particularly where the doctors are saying that there is nothing that can be done, and that you'll be on pharmaceuticals and medications all of your life, or you are destined to be in a consistent state of degeneration and whatnot until you die, so get your affairs in order. We are in a place where there is absolute light and wisdom available to us, as well as that which comes from Mother Earth, which will provide us the fullness of what we need in order to be cleansed and healed. But you have to reach for it. You have to want it. And it starts with the realization of the gift that you've been given, that is life, and the perfect functioning of your body, the cells and the organs and the systems of your body, and that you would care to honor the functioning of yourself, to treasure the gift that you've been given, that is life, to respect and honor the design of us, and to know that men did not design us. And so therefore, those products that men create with the intent to create profit, and in harmony with an intent to undermine the capacity of us to think, so that we are not thinking well, then we have to do that which is ours to do, and that's to be in a place and space where we're wholeheartedly committed to living, wholeheartedly committed to the laws that govern us, wholeheartedly committed to being whole, spirit, body, mind, life, and in harmony with our souls. And for all of those who are so much into the church and the Bible and the synagogues and the temples and the mosque and whatnot, then it seems as though we would be all right already, that we would have a majority of folk who really care to be healthy and well and in rightness and right alignment and the right use of the faculties and the gifts that they were given. And we would not need to keep building hospitals and having all these issues about the death care that they're calling health care erroneously. There is no health care when the system under which you have been educated and religiously trained has licensed, certified, and degreed ones and ones to be in a place where they can produce poison and put it on the shelf and advertise it and market it and whatnot, and have you given it to your children and partaking of it on a daily basis over decades. And then we think that our prayers are enough. Your prayers are not enough when you have been out of alignment with that which is the truth of your being consistently over time for decades. The reason that we're being poisoned present, so that we are not powerful in our prayers, that we are not potent in our living, that we are impotent and helpless and sick and ill and diseased and imbalanced and whatnot. So those of us who really care, and there are those who don't, and those who don't care will not survive this. Those who don't care are on a tragic, cataclysmic ride with their own demise. They're creating it every day. Those who don't care. And so for those of you who've been listening to me over the years, those of you who have been anticipating on Thursday nights my being here, then I am really appealing to you more than anyone else to take it and run with it, to be in a place and space where you feel the impetus to do that which is yours to do in your own behalf. And on behalf of the lineages that you represent. To be in a now moment that requires us to really man and woman up so that we are able to provide the example and the protection and the proper guidance and education for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. I mean, it is really duty, obligation, and responsibility to have an understanding and an understanding as to what living is really about. And to know that success in capitalism is not success in life. Where you have been perpetuating, propagating, manufacturing, distributing that which undermines life itself and those who are living, there are those of us who are in service positions and we are a part of systems that help us to really be better and be well and whatnot. And it's just so beautiful to see how many people in this now moment are taking responsibility to realign themselves, to cleanse themselves, to consciously care, to heal themselves so that they have the greatest opportunity to live and live well without creating sickness, illness, and disease. We're in a now moment where we're so blessed to have so many ones who are caring to make sure that we know how to accomplish anything, and we can go to YouTube and we can get online and we can have so much information available to us with a click. You understand? We are in a now moment that we have so much available to us on behalf of all of those who we have come through that it should not be such an arduous decision for us to live and live well. And all of the sickness and illness and disease, we can begin to phase it out so that we have the opportunity to really rethink this, outthink this. But to have so much educated people, so much talent, skill, and abilities that are just perpetuating a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death is the evidence of those who have really been duped, who have really been in a place and space where they did not get it. Because if they had gotten it, then there'd be no way for you to be participating in it. But it is not too late. And whatever the condition and situation that you may have created within your temple that threatens the substance and the quality of your being and your life and your longevity and your being able to be in the integrity of virtue and character and your own authenticity at this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, you are in a now moment where you can do something about it. But do you care enough? As a man, to understand that the real virtue in manhood is the discipline of discipleship unto the laws of existence itself, and that leverage in a system that is lawless requires you to be lawful, requires you to care to be in harmony with the wholeness and perpetuating the wholeness, and understanding that every opportunity you have to turn your conscious thoughts towards that which beats your heart and that which breathes you, every opportunity you have to gaze into the sun, to really walk on the earth barefoot, to really breathe deeply and realize that you are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence every day that you do that, then you are getting leverage over a system that's trying to make sure that you have none. And those of us who are the wound men, whose duty, obligation, and responsibility is in the perpetuation of our lineages, our now moment to take responsibility, to raise completely up, to dig within the depths of ourselves, to get beyond our shame, our pain, our guilt, and all of that, to forgive the trespasses against us, and to come to a point where we will join the rest of our sisterhood across the planet in taking responsibility to be healed, so that we are healing our families and our communities, that we are doing that which we're commissioned to do by virtue of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and the gifts that we have been given through the lineages that we represent. It is our now time to take the time, to make the time, to realize that we are in timelessness, but we must use the time that we have wisely in cleansing ourselves, purifying our body temples, making sacred our wounds so that we can be completely restored and realigned in the light of the truth of the ones that we truly are on behalf of those that we have come through. It is our time to take responsibility wherever we are, within the educational systems, within the medical systems, within the military systems, to understand that we cannot be certified, licensed, or degreed by men to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, and to manage disease and think that because we're getting paid to do that, that we're prospering. We are not. And to come to that point and place where we have an understanding that our breasts are being cut off and our wounds are being removed because we are out of alignment with who we are and what we are and what we should be doing, in being the ones that we are. To live in such an auspicious moment in existence where we have the opportunity to truly clear, cleanse, purify, and consecrate these body temples so that the true spirit of the living God and Goddess is being completely re-enthroned in his and her temples, so that the whole church is restored, and we're talking about millions of temples being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed at the cellular level, so that the spirits of us are being realigned in the authenticity of who we are as angels and goddesses and gods in training, to know that there is absolute and supreme intelligence that has designed us, that has created this awesome reality that is life, and that we are here to exalt it, to participate with it, to be vehicles and vessels of it, and to feel the blessedness of it all. It should not be a hardship for us to do correct, to do that which is correct. And to be in a place where you understand that we dwell in the infinity of possibilities, so that when you are wise enough to invest in your cellular liberation and begin to have the heart and the mind to do nothing that undermines yourself, to exalt a full life's urge as your response to being under a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness where each individual has been divided within themselves and you will no longer participate with that, then know that everything will open up to you in terms of having a new thought as to how to really prosper. That we do not have to be whores and prostitutes of a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death to be able to take care of our material needs. Because there is law and there is order in existence itself. And the lawless ones are the ones who are claiming law and order. But participating in the lawlessness, in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death under a capitalistic system of oppression that is legalized genocide disguised as free enterprise, we have the responsibility to think the greater thought, to be the better ones, to realize that it is our time, those of us who are coming into maturity and those who care, to mature truly and fully. You must do it the way that it is intended, by being in that place and space of honor and respect for the laws that govern us, and to know that love is a power and a force that is the fulfillment of the law. And to love is to accept the truth that everything that is and everyone is by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are all blessed with each and every breath as intelligences of existence, and none of us have been authorized by the will of existence or the laws of existence to be in a place where we subjugate and dominate and bastardize and castrate and usurp the lives of other ones to feed off their body parts, their fetuses, their body fluids, or to just kill them for the hell of it, for the sport of it, to have made killing game and entertainment. A people who have lost their inherent purpose in existence are people who have lost everything, because they've lost their connection to their unseen reality, because everybody has to leave the earth, and we should not be leaving as dead people. And everything that we do on a daily basis is laying foundation for not only how we live or the legacy that we create in our living, but it also sets us up for how we're leaving. And I am the one to remind you that you will never have anything greater than your life. And this now moment requires that we, as men and women, regardless of what hue of people we are, what our ethnicity is, what our religious orientation, sexual preferences, gender orientation, regardless of any of that, we are all here to exalt a full life's urge, to rejoice in the blessedness of being, to self-realize, self-actualize, and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and to honor and glorify the lineages that we represent. On behalf of those who are with us, on behalf of those that we've come through, on behalf of those that we didn't allow to come, on behalf of those who have come through us, and on behalf of those who've yet to come. It is our time to choose life or be phased out, and you don't know how long that will last. On behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, absolute and eternal law and lawfulness, and the eternal government. Living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Yeah. This program is dedicated to the life of one who was taken too soon. And we'll be hearing from their sister the father of Trent Wind. And we want us to realize that we're already in the realm of eternity. We're already in paradise. Thank you. And so those of us who were here, we had the opportunity to really dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence and to know that it is all there is as it exists itself. To know that we are so absolutely immersed in nothing but supreme intelligence, so we should be supremely intelligent whatever we are. But to realize that that real eye that sees through every eye doesn't see itself fully or truly through the eyes of those whose love has been so badly defiled that their perception and perspective has been thwarted and tainted. Supreme intelligence that permeates us, breathes us, beats our hearts, has gifted us with so much of itself. But those who kill or murder and violate and rape and bomb and destroy as job, employment, entertainment, hobby, occupation, preoccupation. This is as a result of the violation that has been charged upon every fiber of their being, as a result of us being fed that which is not suitable for food, that is not designed for intelligent beings to consume. particularly where those who are sick and ill and diseased are sitting in positions of government, religion and church, education, in all of the different facets that lay foundation for how we are being oriented as a society. And I'm the one to remind us that there are no ones who are living, breathing, hearts beating, who are on the planet, who have not been gifted to the planet to exalt life itself. There are no ones who are absolved of duty, obligation, and responsibility, who walk a greater walk on behalf of those that they have come through, to know duty, obligation, and responsibility in the progenitor of lineages as men, or the perpetuator of lineages as women, and whether we have children through our own wombs and loins or not, we are by virtue of the heaven beating hearts and breathing, we are all under the auspices of absolute law. That is absolute love, which is the harmony of truth, that with each of these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And nobody has been authorized by the law of existence or the will of existence to be the legislators and perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, death, murder, warfare, and all of this as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And those of us who are women, who are born men, our duty, obligation, and responsibility in this now moment, it's for us to stand forward on behalf of all of life, all of those who have come through the wombs of women, sparked by that divine sacred fluid from our fathers, but to understand that where we are not properly oriented as the perpetuator of lineages, and to know that we are here specifically to exalt life in that which facilitates optimal cellular functioning, that we work on behalf of the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, the meat, dairy, egg, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, and sugar industries, whose presence is all pervading throughout all communities, on every corner, crossing down the street, in the basement of most churches, or in and out of it, where we have to stop policing people. To understand that when it is okay by government to make sure that people have access to that which creates distortion and degradation within the very fiber of themselves, and puts them into this position where they're not thinking clearly, and to multiply these times, millions of people, it becomes a serious problem. To understand that the effect of nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and FD&C colorings and all of these preservatives and chemicals that are flooding the tissues, the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, and sugar, and all of this stuff. Then it robs the temples of God of its treasures, of its minerals, of its essence, of its love and right alignment with the laws of life itself. And we become complicit and complacent and co-conspirators with an initiative that is depopulation and genocide. We cannot continue. entrepreneurs or whatever. The real success in life is really in the perpetuation of wholeness. The real success in life is really in acknowledging and exalting the divinity of existence itself. The real success in life is really applying one's talents, skills, and abilities to doing that which is an enhancement and enrichment, that which blesses and benefits everything and everybody, because we're all connected. And there is no fight that we can raise right now without fighting ourselves. That our duty, obligation, and responsibility right now is to care. To care, to be fully aligned with that which is absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. The duty and obligation that we have right now. Self-realize, self-actualize, and be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and to be corrected after following the lawlessness that the systems of government and religions and miseducation have supported us on this path of adulteration, so that by 21 we were labeled adult, and we knew shame and game and guilt. And indiscretions and all of the stuff that widows weigh out, all degrees of self-worth and self-deservedness as the children of God. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we are taking in of the very life force of existence itself. Everywhere that we are completely immersed in this absolute and supreme reality. The realm of eternity already. At the spot that is being perpetuated, that you have to die from something, and the desensitization process that is going on as a result of how much media and how much news and how much we are being inundated with so much violence, so much bloodshed, as entertainment, game and sport. And that is time for us to realize that it will not end well. And at the end, it's sure to come. Because the only thing that is guaranteed continuous in existence is life itself. And those who exalt life. And the memory of those who exalted life and they exalted love and they walked that way. And now, the moment in which we are living, it's so auspicious because we have a global humanity in dire need of a true resurrection, a realignment and reorientation in terms of understanding the divinity of existence and no longer being complicit and complacent with supporting the annihilation of 20 billion animals on an annual basis. The time in which we live in is so auspicious because we have so many ones who are caring enough to share what they've come to realize and what they've come to know, their epiphanies and their realizations, their revelations, their information with you over YouTube and all of the other channels of communication that are being coming forward as a result of there being an initiative by mainstream media to make sure that we stay because all this living is not going to yield the same rewards and harvest as lawful, loving living. On this side, or beyond. And so does my prayer and my intention to support you in remembering that you are so absolutely blessed with each and every breath you take and every beat of your heart. And wherever you go, you are always immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. And that whatever your situation and circumstance is, that you are able to have a better thought, a greater thought, a higher thought, and make a better choice that will create a greater good based upon what you can see for yourself. What it is you hold in your mind's eye, how you quicken your imagination, your visualization, through meditation, through prayer, through care, through activating your full faith and knowing that your heart is not stopped beating and you've not stopped breathing, so the intelligence of existence is fully supporting you. And that's what you truly have to be maintained and sustained in this world. Or beyond. In this now moment, we're being asked to rise, to raise our thoughts, our consciousness, exalt our care and our love, so that we are the examples that we get to see fully of what a liberated people look like. Liberated from the ditches and valleys of degradation. Liberated from the shadow of the valley of death. Liberated from those thoughts, activities, cares, lusts, and passions that undermine the integrity of our own beings. Liberated from the lies and the delusion of thinking that we can be out of alignment with the laws that govern us and still prosper. Liberated from those memories and trespasses that have created such degrees of anger that it becomes very difficult for you to even accept the blessedness of your being with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is existence itself. To walk as a liberated being means that the intelligence of your being has been completely freed to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole, always caring to give generously of the wealth of itself, consciously, lovingly, consistently, diligently, integrously, responsibly, dutifully, honorably, to love. What we're considering in our most private moments with ourselves, our worship. is the evidence of what we focus on in creating. And how we're caring and we're properly oriented. Because the living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. It is intelligent enough not to be killing itself. Intelligent enough to have gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone, everywhere. For its own glory and edification. Intelligent enough to be able to outthink, outlast, outplan, outplot any initiative or agenda. That is divisive, dysfunctional, distorting, diseased. And we, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, have the opportunity to truly be the ones that we are on behalf of all of those who have come before us. Those that we've come through. Those who wouldn't come. Those who are not allowed to come. Those who've come and gone through so long. And those who have yet to come. Your life has your great escape. You'll never have anything greater. And I'm about to call you forward to rise into your greatness. Because you need it in that way. On behalf of the wholeness of all of humanity and humankind, all of Mother Nature, Mother Earth, and all of her creatures, it is our time to do that which is ours to do. On behalf of the eternal order and the eternal covenant, you're in tune to the beginning of the inner circle. And this is the power. Your voice of resurrection.